Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this podcast. By welcome back, I mean really welcome. This is my first episode. I think I am going to title my channel series. I don't even know what the fuck you call it. My podcast is going to call Going Through It. The reason why I'm titling it that is basically we're just going to go through it. It really can mean anything. Going through it emotionally, physically, going through building something, going through. I don't even fucking know. We're just going to go through it. So today what we're going to go through is a little story time on my day, because for once in my life I had a kind of decent, by decent I mean horrible slash decent, I don't even know, you judge it for yourself when I'm done. That's how we're going to do it. Don't know how long these podcast episodes are going to be, however long it takes to get my point across. So, we're just going to jump right into it and start by saying, my name is Liam, I'm the host of this, and currently, I am living in the basement of a house I grew up in Colorado, and I am 22 years old, and kind of just going through it, so here we go. Sorry for any of the little noises, this microphone really picks up every little thing, and I'm a fidgety-ass person, so, also, if you're not into cussing, click off now, because, disclaimer, there's gonna be some fucking cussing, so, because I think you can do that on this platform. So, here we go. Yeah, that was my little, like, I don't even know if I'm gonna edit this shit. I don't know what, I've never edited a podcast, so you know, it might just be a one and done type thing. I'm just gonna say it, you're gonna listen to it, or you're not gonna listen to it. So, here we go. So today, it's Thursday. Typical Thursday, wake up, my ex called me, whatever. We'll get into that in another episode, but I'm having a pretty good day. Morning, I'm like, I gotta do this, I gotta work on some work. I'm currently working for my family business that my grandpa started about 30 years ago. My dad runs the business, I'm doing their marketing for it. Marketing and, I'm doing social media marketing, that's kind of like my passion. I went to school for film. Ultimately I want to be able to make money off YouTube, TikTok, podcast, whatever it is, brands. I want to start my own brand, probably some sort of apparel, or I'm really into fitness, so a fitness line would be super cool. So that's kind of me, a little bit of background on me, and kind of like what my dreams are. And so anyways, but currently I am working for my family business, running their social media accounts and working on their marketing side. And then I have other passions on the side that I'm doing as you're listening to this one. So just so you kind of know who I am, that's who I am. I was born and raised in Colorado, blah, blah, blah. We'll get into more of my personal life in another episode, but today is just a fun little story time. Get to know kind of what goes on in my life, even though this is not a typical thing that happens in my life. Anyways, waking up, got a to-do list, got a little work stuff doing, Excel sheet, you know how it is, the work grind. We just grinding out here. Another disclaimer, whatever. My dad broke his foot about, I don't know, let's say 3 or so weeks ago. He had surgery almost 2 weeks ago. It'll be 2 weeks ago on Monday. And basically, I've been his personal slave. He acts like both of his feet got chopped off and he can't do anything, even though he's got a scooter and crutches and can totally move around. The house isn't even that big, and it's pretty accessible on a scooter and crutches, but he acts like both of his legs got chopped off, so I have to do every little thing for him, and he's very particular. And as you can probably tell in the tone of my voice, it's really annoying, but I can't say shit, because then he'll say shit, so I just gotta bite my tongue and say yes, and do it. So that's kind of where I am at my life right now. Anyways, long story short, he hasn't been really at the office, also because of COVID, and because his foot's broken, and so two of his employees came over for a meeting today for new products they are going to be, that they're making and working on, and so they have a new product meeting. Okay, they're upstairs, downstairs, there's only 2 floors in this, and I'm down here, like I said, grinding, working, doing my work, because I don't get a lot of time to do my work now, because I'm also basically his slave. If you follow me on TikTok, you can see I made a funny TikTok about it, so I am definitely his slave. So this is how it goes. I'm down here working. Gets around lunchtime. He calls me up. Granted, he's upstairs, but he calls me and goes, "Hey, I'm going to need you to come upstairs and go buy us all lunch. I was like, really? He doesn't ask. He, like, demands me. He's like, I need you to get us lunch. We're hungry, and it's around lunchtime. So I'm like, okay. Again, can't say shit, because then he'll say shit. So I just could be like, okay. You know. So I was on the phone. I was someone else also, and I was doing things. So I was like, okay, you know what? Whatever. I'll be up there in a few minutes. So thank God he didn't call me again, because I took a few minutes for myself. And then I went upstairs, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go get you food. What do you guys want? Blah, blah, blah. They write a list of what they want from Neaters. And Heidi, one of our employees, gives me her company credit card. We have about like 3 company credit cards or something. She gives me her company credit card to buy lunch on. Granted, I'm not even getting food because I'm vegan. I'm also vegan, so you get them. I'm vegan. I don't eat out hardly ever, so I eat at home. I haven't even had lunch yet, but I'm like, okay, I'm going to go get your guys' food. It's literally down the street, like 5-10 minutes, not even. So I'm going. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go. Pretty nice day. I'm going. Waiting in this long-ass line. It wasn't too long, but they just take forever there for some reason. So I'm going. And then I get to the little box, and I'm reading this piece of paper of their orders, thinking it's going to be all simple, and it's all complicated. Like, I was like, yeah. Because one person put they wanted a sandwich with cheese, and then another one, like, asked for, I realized, the same sandwich, but didn't say cheese, but I guess it comes. Sorry, I just messed with my mic. Sorry, something went weird. But doesn't come standard, but they both come standard with cheese, but one specifically wrote cheese and the other didn't. And I was just like, this is a hell of confusing. Like, why'd they do that? But the lady was nice. She understood. We got the order. I was like, okay, all handy dandy. Just a minor bump in the road. Nothing major, you know? So I go. I get to the window. My window's rolled down. About to pay. I grab the company credit card, you know, just waiting for the lady to come to the window. She ain't at the window yet. I don't know why not. She should have been standing there waiting for me, but she didn't. But it's okay. I understand. You got things you got to do. So, you know, I got the card. And I don't know if any one of you all do this or whatnot. But when I be waiting at, like, drive-thrus and shit, I'll be, like, holding the card in my left hand. And I'd be, like, tapping it kind of, like, where the window is. I don't know if anyone else does that. I kind of, like, tap and, like, catch it. I don't even know if you guys are picking up what I'm putting down. But anyways, I'll do it all the time. And not reckless. It's very light, you know, holding the card. For some odd reason, today, of all days, I'm doing it. And the card fucking falls down where the window is into the fucking door. Like, into the door. Like, where your window rolls up, like, if you roll your window down, that little crack there, it fell down there. The company credit card fell into my fucking door. Like, what are the odds? And so then the lady, literally right as that happened, comes up, and she's like, oh, hi. And I was like, literally, when it happened, my mouth just, like, dropped. I was like, And I started putting my fingers in there like that was going to do something. Like, yeah, put your fingers in there because they're definitely going to fit in there. Like, I don't know why I was singing, but I was just like, I got to get this card out of here. Like, I got to pay for this meal. And I was just like, it was like my brain short circuit. I was like, I don't even know what to do. And then meanwhile, she's like up there and she's like, oh, hi, like, that'll be $38. And I was like, so my card just fell through my fucking door. Like, literally, like, me pointing, like, down in there, like, I'm gonna need a minute because my card's in the fucking door. And she was like so unamused. She wasn't like laughing at me. She wasn't like, oh my god, like, let me help you. Like, nothing. She's just like it was some everyday occurrence. Like, you get someone every day when the card falls through the fucking door. I mean, maybe you do. Who am I to judge? But like, really? It doesn't seem like it's that common to me. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm like, what the fuck am I gonna do? Meanwhile, my ass is broke. I got hardly any money. This whole meal's $38. And I was like, So I'm, like, thinking, I'm like, do I got enough money on my debit card? I'm gonna have to cover this food. I'm holding up the line. Like, what? How am I gonna get this card out? Like, what the fuck? So I'm like, so I give him my debit card, pay with this shit with my fucking debit card. And then I'm like, Okay. She comes back. You know what she does? She comes back. She's like, here's your sandwiches. Here's the soup. I'm like, okay, thank you. She's like, here's your receipt or something. And she's like, here's the menu. Maybe you can use that to get your card out. And I'm like, thank you. John was like, bitch, this ain't gonna do shit. My card's in the fucking door. What's a damn little menu gonna fucking do? I don't know. I mean, props to her. I was like, well, that was nice of her to at least help because she was so unenthusiastic. She's like, oh, here's the menu. I was like, the fuck. Anyways, so I'm driving away and I'm like, well, at least I got the food, but I'm like, what am I gonna fucking tell them? Like, your card's in the fucking door. Like, what? So I'm driving home. I'm like, what the fuck to do? Make a TikTok because, you know, that's what the millennials do nowadays. Something funny happens, make a TikTok. So make a TikTok. And then I pull up to my house again, not very far. I'm turning on like one of the last roads before I get home, and I hear that shit. That shit went down the fucking door. I was like, oh shit. At first, I thought I could move the window up and down. Maybe I can shimmy it out or something. But nah. I made that turn and fucking went down, and I was like, oh, this is bad. I was like, this is real bad. I don't know how I'm gonna get it out now. So I pull up to my house, finish making my TikTok, by the way. Then I was like, okay, I gotta come clean. I gotta tell them what happened. So I come in with the food. I was like, so I got some good news and I got some bad news. Good news is I got you guys this food. Bad news is your company card is in my door. They're like, in the door? Like, what do you mean in the door? I was like, it's in the door. And they're like, what? I was like, so you know the window? Yeah, it fell down in there. It's in the door. And they're like, oh. And at the time, my dad's tenant from our townhome was over, and the other guy who was there, who works for us, he does all the like design work and stuff. So they're like, oh, they're like, let's go get it out, you know, man. They're like, yeah, let's get it. We're gonna get the card. I was like, okay. I was like, you ain't gonna be able to get it. You ain't, but we could go out there. So we go out there. I put on my car, roll down the window. They're like, look in. They're like, wow, that takes some real skill to get it down there. And I was like, yeah, I understand. I dropped a card in the door. I'm pretty skilled, okay? Now let's get this fucking thing out. And one of them's like, what year is this car? One guy was like, this a Subaru? I was like, nah, it's a Mazda. Do you know your car's like? Another one was like, how old's your car? I was like, an 08. He's like, yeah, I don't want to mess with that. I don't want to break any of the plastic. They're like, you got to take that plastic stuff off the door. I don't want to break it. He's like, I got a tool, but not with me, you know. Just make up excuses. I was like, okay. I was like, okay. That's what I thought. You guys can't do shit. So don't know why we out here, but we out here. I'm going to go back inside. The one tenant, he was like, telling me. He's like, okay, this is what you got to do. I've only met this guy like two times in my life. He's like, you gotta go down to this place. And he's like, you gotta make a sob story. You gotta be like crying and stuff. Be like, my dad's gonna kill me. Like, he's like, cry like your girlfriend just broke your heart or something. Which I was like, well, she did break my heart. So that ain't a complete lie, but I ain't gonna tell you, dad. And I don't wanna act like that because I have my feelings. So I was like, okay. I was just like, okay. As I'm just gonna be honest. I'm just gonna tell them what happened. Tell them straight, see if they can help me. So they're like, well, you should go now. And I was like, like, first off, I'm hungry. I'm gonna fucking eat real quick. So I go eat, make myself a little peanut butter bagel, you know. Got some protein, not the healthiest, but just something quick I can make. So I'm eating that, you know, like trying to turn my day around before I gotta go deal with this shit. Because the card is still stuck in the fucking door. Anyways, so I'm eating my bagel with peanut butter. I was like, delicious. And then I look down at my fucking shirt. I was wearing a white ass shirt and I got peanut butter on my white ass shirt. Like, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, can this day get any worse? My dad's like, you should just stay in bed. I was like, yeah, I know. Like, the fuck? So, I'm going. I'll change my shirt. I'm like, okay, new shirt, you know, we're gonna go get this card out, we're gonna turn this fucking day around. So I drive to the place like it was down the street. Meanwhile, I know this fucking card's at the bottom of the thing, and I was like, again, I'm broke. I also asked him, I was like, so I use my debit card, so can you guys, like, pay me back, because, yeah, I'm broke, and I need that money. They're like, oh, thank you, like, joking around, like, thank you for lunch, all that. I was like, No, like for real, I'm gonna need that money back, 'cause I got none. I got no monies. So please give that back to me. And anyway, so I'm heading to the place, and I was like, okay. I was like, we just gotta go in. Hopefully they can help me. And I'm like, I pray to God they don't charge me, 'cause I got $12 in my account. $12 in my account. So I'm like, please do not charge me. I'm looking at this sheet on the wall. It's saying like $56 an hour for labor. And I was like, this better not fucking take an hour. I got no money, man. I got no money for you, but I really need this card on my door. So I walk in. There's no one at the front little desk thingy at first, so I'm just patiently waiting. This lady walks in, super nice. She was like, so you picking up or you dropping off, or she saw my keys. She's like, do you have an appointment and stuff? And I was like, so no. But I was like, you see here, I kind of dropped the company credit card in where the window is, like in my car door. And you see, I really need to get it out. The first thing she does is laugh at me. No joke. Later, look at me face. She laughs. I was like, okay. She's like, I don't mean to laugh. I was like, no. I get it. Kid comes in with a credit card stuck in the door. Like, I get it. This situation's funny, but for real, I need this fucking card out of here. And she's like, let me find somebody. This guy comes up to me. And he comes up and comes pretty close and puts his hand out. So I'm like, oh, you want to shake my hand, you know? I was like, came in like, hi, my name, you know, like people introduce themselves. And then he goes, I need the keys. And I was like, So I went to like shake his hand. And then he was like, oh, I want to shake your hand. But then I like hurried and gave him the keys. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm awkward as hell. Anyways, so he's then walking out. I was like, yeah, my car's right out there. He was like, I'm gonna pull it around. So he walks out. And as he's walking out, he's like midway opens the door and looks back at me and he goes, so what door is it? And I was like, the driver's side. I was in the middle of a drive-through about to pay when it happened. And he just giggles and walks out. I was like, yeah, sounds about right. So I sit down. This thing takes 30 minutes. And I'm like, really? 30 minutes later, he comes back. He's like, so I got the card. And I was like, oh, thank God. Because it was taking forever. I was like, oh, I don't know. They're going to be able to get it. This is going to start costing me more money. Like, I don't got no money. He comes out and he's like, yeah. He's like, so it was like down there in the corner, like way down there. And I was like, yeah, I figured it moved when I was driving. I don't know how he got it out, but I guess somehow he had to use his hand because he's like, yeah, luckily. He's like, yeah, no problem. My hand's skinny enough. So I was able to get it in there. I was like, get it in where? Like, what you mean you were able to get it in there? Like, where? Like, not that little crack I tried to get in, because that shit tight as fuck. Like, where? I was like, okay. But I was like, thank you so much. And they didn't charge me nothing. And I was like, oh, thank the Lord Almighty Jesus. Jesus on my side, because I got no money. No money. So I drive home. I tell my dad the story. He actually calls up and talks to the manager, who I already knew him, because everyone fucking knows my dad. And he was like, thank you so much. Like, that was so nice of you. 'Cause I was like, I got no money. And then luckily, one of the people gave me money back from the order. 'Cause I was like, I'm broke. Like, I moved across the country to live at home at age 22. And I'm broke. I'm trying to pay my credit card off. My car's broken and crusty. Like, my car already broke. I didn't need no credit card in there. It already be leaking oil and shit. And I was like, oh, I was just like, the fuck? Anyways, so I got the money back. More of the story. I got the card back. And I got a new shirt on. The other one's the dirty amount of dirt and laundry with peanut butter stains on it. But you know what? The day is not over yet. That's just what I'm here to tell you guys. I thought when that card went in my door at about noon today, I was like, that's it. That's my day. And then I come home and I got peanut butter on my shirt. And I was like, you know what? That's it. That's my day. It's a bad day. I'm just going to write it off. Bad day in the books, you know? That's it. And I'm like, no, fuck that shit. It's only 1 o'clock. That was only a few hours of my day. I put on a brand new shirt. I went and got that fucking card out. Well, I didn't. The guy with the skinny hands that could shove his way through there or whatever. He got it out. And I was like, you know what? Let's turn this motherfucking day around. I'm going to go to the gym later. Pump some heavy weights, you know? Making this podcast for you guys. Just to say, You can write off the day as a bad day. But don't let a few hours or a few minutes of your day dictate your day. I know people say that shit all the time. And I know at the time I'm like, nah, fuck that. Like, I'm just, new day tomorrow. But you know, tomorrow ain't always guaranteed. I know people say that shit too, but it really isn't. Especially in this day and age with this election happening and COVID and fires in California and all that shit. I'm just here to say that do not write off the fucking day as a bad day if you only had a few bad minutes. And don't let someone steal a few seconds of your life and dictate the rest. I said that wrong. But someone is going to take 2 seconds from you. You still have 58 seconds left in that minute that can still be good. And if someone takes a minute, there's still 59 more minutes in an hour that you can turn your day around and be good. Like, there's just so much time and people waste it. And I'm not saying that I don't either. I mean, we're all human. We all do things. But I'm just saying this I really thought was going to dictate my day. But I realized that, yeah, one, it's a fucking hilarious story. But two, it was over within a matter of like 2 hours. It went from bad to perfectly normal within 2 hours. And I could have let that dictate the rest of my day and wrote it off as a bad day, or I'm going to stay home, or I'm just going to lay around and use it as an excuse to be lazy. But you know what? No. Instead, I was like, we're going to turn it around. And I'm like, I've been wanting to make a podcast. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to make a fucking podcast, and I'm going to just tell them the fucking day I had. I'm just going to share my story. One little fucking story that can hopefully make someone laugh and smile. And hopefully they hear this and realize they too can fucking do it. I might have one listener, or I might have 1 million listeners. I don't even know. But the point is, I was not going to let that moment dictate my day. So I don't care if you're going through it. That's a podcast. We're going through it. And really, at this point in my life, I am going through it. But I'm going to choose and use that as a positivity to spread a message. I can't speak. A message that it doesn't have to dictate your day, your life, whatever it is. You just gotta wake up each day and breathe and try and be better. Yeah, there might be a rough patch. I might be not be the best now that I was 2 months ago. I might not be the best 2 months ago that I was a year ago. And that's okay. As long as I was better than yesterday. As long as I did something better than yesterday. I have all these hobbies and things I want to accomplish in my life, whether that be video work, making music videos, making this podcast, making content, making a freaking fitness apparel company, like, whatever it may be, like, I'm not gonna let yesterday dictate today. And even though I might have not been there yesterday, today I could. And even though I might not be here right this minute, maybe in the next 10 minutes I will be. Maybe no one will hear this now, but maybe tomorrow it will impact someone's day. Like, whatever it is, just go and do it. Life is too short. And I know so many people are preaching that, but for real, life is too short. God gave you this day. He put you on this earth. So go out and do something with it. And you know what? If you don't like what you're doing, fucking change it. I was doing something different. I went to school for something different that I might end up not doing or doing or whatever. People go to school and get degrees all the time that they're not even using. Like, whatever it is, just do it. And if you're not happy, fucking change it. Know your worth and know you deserve better and fucking change it. Anyways, guys, that's going to cut it for this podcast. I can go on and on saying shit, but I want to save some for the other stories and other things I'm going to say. But this podcast is called Going Through It. And what are we going to go through? Who knows exactly, but I know we're going to go through it together, and I'm here for every single one of you guys that listens, that doesn't listen, hates on me, loves me, whatever the case might be. I love everyone on this earth just like Jesus Christ did, and I full-heartedly believe that. So I don't know how long these podcasts are going to be, but I'm going to try and bring out one every week. We'll see how it goes, but thank you for the podcast. It's called Going Through It. Please subscribe to it on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, whatever it is. I am going to be hopefully making these better. I don't know if this is my first one. Please let me know. I don't even know. Can you comment on podcasts? If you can, comment. If not, I'm going to try and link my social media so you guys can follow those, comment on those, say you listen to the podcast, whatever it is. But I do appreciate every single one of you guys. And just keep being you. And we'll go through it on the next episode. So peace out. I'll catch you guys later.